Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh, feeling good on a Thursday. We got the national championship coming up. The Preds are at the Blackhawks tonight, 7:30.
We got a national what?
National
Thirsty
championship
Thursday.
Game.
National championship game. What is that?
National championship game on Monday. You got a Titans playoff game. I'm just excited about life right now, man. It's just a fun time to be alive.
I got blueberries.
Shut up.
Do it, man.
Settle down. And of course, we get to talk with Joe Rexroad of The Athletic now joining us here on the show. Joe, do you notice any differences between communication styles, the new head coach, John Hines, and the old coach, Peter LaViolette?
Just a little. This is quite a downer for you guys, by the way, going from that interview to me. It's been pretty remarkable. I mean, earlier you kind of went into it too, Braden, before you had him on, you know, just the difference between LaViolette, who, again, I enjoyed LaViolette, and at times he would allow something here or there. But you just kind of got conditioned to not expect any information on anything. And obviously with John Hines, I don't know if he's an open book, but it is very refreshing to hear some specifics on what he wants to see out there. And so I think for us, this is going to be a nice change.
Now, Rex, should Nashville Predator fans kind of curb their expectations of what this team could possibly do in the second half? Because I think, they figure the talent is there and everything is there. And you know, you bring in a new head coach and all of a sudden they expect this head coach to change problems that have been, you know, frankly, been on this team for the last year and a half. It's not just this season. It was last season as well. So should fans kind of, you know, taper their expectations for Coach Hines? And maybe if they don't make this turnaround this year, next year's the year that you want to see the progress?
I still think that, I mean, to me, it's just getting to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So I still think this team should get in the playoffs. And if it doesn't get in the playoffs, that is a pretty massive underachievement. So,
but that would, I mean, that be more coach or player that you're looking at?
Look, to me, David Poyer the other day, I mean, he said it explicitly, but you could see it too. This was a move that was like, there's no other moves. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't, I mean, he said it like, it's not like a problem with the coaching. It's the players, but you don't fire the players. You know, at some point you may have to sell off and change the roster and all that, but this was kind of like the last move. So, it's the players, man. I mean, there's a lot of guys on this team that are underperforming, that are not earning their salary right now. I mean, that's to be very frank. So it's the players, and then of course you hope that the new coach, new voice, some tweaks, you know, schematically, all that stuff will end up helping them. I mean, I don't know if or how many guys, you know, tuned out LaViolette or were tired of him or whatever. I think that is a real thing in pro sports. The voice of anyone can get old after a certain amount of time. So, you know, I think it's possible that John Hines helps get this going, but ultimately it is on a lot of individuals in that locker room to decide, you know, I've just got to do more. And I think there's a lot of guys who can be doing a lot more than they're doing.
Yeah, and a lot of guys who are getting paid a whole lot of money. Joe Rexroad joining us here from The Athletic. I do believe, I'm with you, Joe, I think making the playoffs should still be a fair expectation for this coaching staff now and for the team. And like you said, it's mostly the players. The playoffs, of course, will also take place on Saturday evening. And we've spent time all week trying to figure out how to stop Lamar Jackson and the Tennessee Titans. Dean Pease coverage disguises. I don't know what the answer is. But I think on the offensive side, Joe, you know, this team cannot be what it was last week on offense. It cannot be as one-dimensional and expect to win against Baltimore.
Oh, I agree. You know, it's got a – I mean, you know, you to a certain extent, you take what the defense gives you, and Bill Belichick basically was like, you're not getting those big play-action chunks on us. And, you know, I'm going to count on the other guys to get in there and make tackles, and I'm going to keep my safeties out of there. And, you know, I mean, you could argue either way. I mean, look, the Titans won. They controlled the clock. They got first downs when they needed them. They had a freaking two-minute drive of handoffs, you know, to score at the end of the half. But they did score two offensive touchdowns. So, you know, you could say it kind of worked for Belichick. But, yeah, in this game, first of all, it's going to be interesting to see how the Ravens play it. But, if, you know, if you've watched the Ravens this year and if you remember them last year in Nissan Stadium, they are going to be aggressive. They are going to blitz. They're going to come after Tannehill. They are going to dare him to throw into man coverage with a terrific secondary. And I think he's got to be – you know, I think Tannehill played better than the stats say. I mean, look, he made some really important throws in that game. He also made one possibly, you know, crushing mistake that the Titans bailed him out on, the defense bailed him out on. But I think he's got to let it rip more in this game. And, you know, especially with A.J. Brown, you know, I mean, I know that Gilmore's a good corner, but I think there were some opportunities in that game to just say, hey, go beat him. Go high point the ball. Go muscle him out of the way, you know. And I think I don't think there's any question in this game. He's going to – when they bring people on, it's zero coverage out there. You got to just let it go. And they've got to have balance. I think, to me, stopping Lamar Jackson – I mean, you listen to these guys talk all week. It's almost funny. It's just like, yeah, that is, you know, do your job and you do it, do your best. But they know that the Ravens are going to score points and you're going to get big plays. The Titans have to win this game with their offense.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rex, that this offense, they need to play the way they played during the regular season, the second half of the season, in order for, I think, the Tennessee Titans to put themselves in position late in the game to win this. Looking at their defense, Tennessee's, and looking at what Baltimore is able to do. Pittsburgh couldn't stop them. Seattle couldn't stop them. The Patriots couldn't stop them. The Rams couldn't stop them. And neither could the 49ers, who has a awesome defensive front, as well as the Bills. What makes Tennessee any different?
Yeah, I think I also want to know what the heck happened in that Browns game, you know? I mean,
exactly.
But it's the NFL, you know? So, I mean, even the Ravens, you know, and that was a long time ago too, but, you know, you got wacky results and performances for any team at some point. But, yeah, last year the Chargers, you know, ran out 12 defensive backs somehow, got an extra guy in the field, and, you know, they did a great job in this matchup. And I think this year the whole way they've set things up is a counter to that because they are so physical now. I mean, they can just hand off and you know, they're going to stretch you thin, and then they'll just come right at you with power running, and then they'll also hit you over the top with play action, you know, and hit those tight ends. And, I mean, it's a terrific, just such a fun offense to watch. So, I mean, I think it is some simple stuff just like, do your job, you know, know your assignment when it's option football. And by the way, it's just so fun to talk about option football in the NFL because I honestly never thought we'd see it to this extent. And then it's just tackle, you know, the safeties, it's a huge deal for the safeties. You know, rewatching the Patriots game and Vrabel, you know, gave major props to Kenny Vaccaro. Watching again, he was unbelievable in that game on everything physical. And then downfield, you know, some big plays. Those safeties, there's so much on them in this game because obviously it helps a lot to have another hat in there. But the Ravens will hit you over the top with Brown. And so those guys have got to be really good and not let it get over the top. If you make them earn it down the field, and then if you can be good in the red zone, you know, then you give yourself a chance. But the best thing that defense can do is stand there and watch the Titans offense put together 8-minute touchdown drives.
Yeah, I think I watched a lot of cuts from the Chiefs win over the Ravens yesterday, and a lot of it is forcing Lamar Jackson into the checkdown. And obviously, if you can rally to the ball, keep it all in front of you, play sticks defense, I don't know how you do that while also trying to stop this pistol, you know, inverted wing T, 23 personnel triple option too. I don't know how you do it. I guess my final question for you, Joe, is just what are the realistic? I think nationally and locally, there was a lot of momentum behind the Titans playing well against New England last week. I can't believe I'm saying that, but I think that's how people felt, both nationally and locally, that the Titans have got a chance in this game and they're going to play well. I'm not sure I'm picking up that same vibe this week.
Agree. I was surprised by how much of it there was, and, you know, turned out to be accurate. Of course, a lot of that was just, you know, the Patriots' reality of their offense. But, yeah, I agree. I mean, look, the Ravens have been the best team in the NFL. They've been dominant. But the Titans fans understand and can remember how this can go, too, being the one seed at home in this particular matchup. And so this is a chance, a little history payback. But it's also, it's a team that's been sitting around for a long time, hasn't been in this position, you know, most of these guys. There is a pressure element to this thing. And the Titans have a lot of confidence, you know, they really do. So I think this will be a good game. And I think if you're the Titans and you can get into that fourth quarter and you're right in there, I mean, the Titans have absolutely dominated the fourth quarter this year. I don't think it's a coincidence the way they play. That it lends to that. And so, you know, if you can get it there and you can keep, you know, not allow that score to separate from you and you can keep playing how you want to play offensively, running the football and get to the fourth quarter, and that's when, you know, that's when the one seed tightens up a little bit. Oh, gosh, I just said tightens up. I'm sorry, guys. I use that phrase sometimes in normal language, and I'm like, oh, shoot, I said tightens up. But, no, I really think that this team can do it. It can have a chance to win this game late. And, you know, if they lose by 25 Saturday, I'll apologize. But I think people who expect a blowout here are off the mark.
That's all right. You've lost your title as wordsmith, Joe. You can earn it back next week when we talk to you. Also, I talked to Logan Ryan Saturday night, and he said they did not want to tackle Derrick Henry in the fourth quarter. To your point, he said it point blank. He said that the Patriots did not want to tackle him in the fourth quarter, and that's how it goes. That's the game plan. Joe Rexroad from The Athletic. You can follow him all over the internet's there. Thank you so much, man. Do appreciate it.
Okay, I'll keep an eye on Chase this weekend.
Please,
yeah.
Just make sure he doesn't get arrested for something.
I'll try.
Like can't trust that guy. You know. Thank you, Joe. Yeah. Joe Rexroad from The Athletic. I can't trust Chase McCabe all by himself and anywhere in America.
Nah, just don't embarrass the city, Chase. That's all.
Yeah, like represent Nashville, represent 102.5 The Game, be respectful.
Yeah.
You know, he's not bringing Ricky with him, is he?
I don't know.
How is it that Ricky has turned into such a star in this damn city?
I don't know.
What does he do?
I don't know.
I don't even know what he does. He's like a big star. Chase's life partner, man. All right. When we come back, a lot to react to from Rex Road, both from the Titans and the Preds, and I want to ask you about something Joe said about the Preds and about John Hines and expectations for this year, because it sounds like you and I disagree. So we'll get to that when we return right here, Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Munson. Munson has a major, major personal problem that we're going to have to get to here in a second, okay? Derek, we talked about it.
Well, you have one too, but
Mine's not a personal problem. Mine's a personal, like, legal. Like, I have no legal grounds.
Yeah. You just got it.
Suck it up and, no problems there.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
Yep, exactly. I'm legally bound to this obligation on Saturday evening. So we'll get to that for Munson in just a second. But I do want to ask the question, because it seems like in 2 days since you and I have been back on the air talking about John Hines, the new Predators head coach, that you and I may have a slight disagreement on what expectations should be for this team over the next 40 games. And I am with Joe Rexroad on this. When I and clearly David Poile is frustrated with the players and the coach, not just the coaching staff, but the players, and that they should be better. They are not doing their jobs, that they need to be better. And I think if you can jump 3 or 4 or 5 teams, you maybe you gain 10 points in the standings, you win 2 out of 3 the rest of the way. I think it is fair to look at the talent on this roster and the amount of money they are getting paid and say, And if you look at their, and again, I'm not going to go too deep into the metrics here, but they are one of the best teams in the NHL scoring goals in 5-on-5 hockey. Mm-hmm. They are amongst the 3 to 5 best teams. It is the special teams and the goaltending that has killed them. And if they can fix the special teams, John Hines very good on the penalty kill in New Jersey, not as consistent on the power play. But I think expectations for this team should be to get to the playoffs. I don't necessarily have any expectations for them once they get there. But if they get in, they're good enough to beat people. So to me, I still think Predators fans should sit here today in January with a team that's in 11th or 12th place in the Western Conference and say, I still think this team can move up 3 or 4 spots and make the playoffs. I think that should be their expectation. Do you, are you disagreeing with me on that?
The expectation, I don't disagree with the expectation because the talent is there. But is there anything, based upon what we've seen last year toward the end and this year at the beginning, that makes you think that things are going, there's going to be a drastic change this year? That's where I'm at. I'm not saying I don't, the expectations shouldn't be what they are in regards to the players are making the playoffs, because they're a talented team and they should make the playoffs. But should and will are two different things. And talent sometimes can be, you know, talent is what get people, you know, what got the last guy fired, basically. You got all this talent and things are not happening the way it should be happening. And this has nothing to do with the new head coach, nothing whatsoever to do with the new head coach, because I think his stamp will be on this team when the offseason starts. He's able to implement his stamp, his attitude, his, you know, the way he think about hockey. He's able to more establish that in the offseason because he has the time. This is about the players, and I haven't seen anything that shows me, and they can do it. I'm not saying they can't do it, but there's nothing this season that has shown me that it's going to change. Because I'm from the school of, it shouldn't take a coach to motivate me to do a job that I love doing and I'm getting paid a lot of money to do it.
I agree with you.
A coach can walk in every day and not, and just give the game plan and say, come on guys. He don't have to give a rah-rah speech. They're great.
But not everybody's motivated like you. And I'm not suggesting that.
My thing is, when you play at this level, I can understand the collegiate level. I can understand high school, Little League. I understand that getting kids motivated because they're 18, they're 7, they're 6.
Their brains are all over the place, thinking about everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So they, this is your job. You need to be focused on this. So if it takes, you know, a coach to motivate you, to get you going, I just don't. I know some people believe in it. I just don't. It's great to have a coach that can say, give you those words, but ultimately, it comes down to the players. I can be the best coach in the world, X's and O's, but if you're not going out there and doing the things that I'm asking you to do, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
I can be the worst coach, but if you're going out there and you're doing your job, what you're getting paid a lot of money to do and what you claim you love doing, then it shouldn't take a guy to come in and motivate you every night.
I do think that in professional sports, and Johnny Smith said this about the NFL earlier in the show, he said the margins for error between victory and defeat are razor thin. And so if I think that's the same in the NHL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the Olympics, and anywhere you're competing at an elite level, the difference between you and the next guy is extraordinarily small, right? Mm-hmm. So even if it is 0.5% of extra motivation or clarity or focus or whatever, I think it can make a difference. And when we're talking about the difference between 93 points at the end of the year and 97 points, you're talking about 2 games maybe. So if all it is 2 or 3 extra wins or 4 extra wins down the stretch that gets him into the playoffs, and maybe a different voice delivering that message is what gives them that. I don't think it's that far-fetched because, again, I think this team is capable of going on a pretty powerful run. We know Pecorine could just all of a sudden fall into place again because we've seen him go, like, again, the year they went to the Stanley Cup, he was atrocious 1 month and then fantastic and elite the next month and then atrocious the next month and then elite and fantastic the next month. And that's just – sometimes that's just how sports are. Is you play well and then you play poorly, and that's just how it is. I just think that with a new voice and with some of the underlying metrics of this team showing us that when they're in five-on-five situations, they are basically better than their opponent most nights, that if he can fix the penalty kill and they're going to be as good as they are on sort of in five-on-five situations, and then again, Pekka Rinne and UC Saros have to do their jobs. I don't think it's far-fetched that you can say, all right, this team should be in the playoffs. They're too talented. They're too good. They should be in the playoffs. And I don't have a problem with that. Once you get in, we've seen anything can happen, and you know, how high up the standing should they be? I don't think you should expect that much. But you don't make this move, even though there's a lot. It's a lot more complicated than just firing a coach. Oh, he's not working anymore. David Poile has said the players are need to be held accountable on this. You don't make this move if you don't think you can win this season.
No, you're absolutely right. You know,
there's, what's the point then? Otherwise, wait till the end of the year.
Yeah, but David didn't hire John to be this great motivator. He hired John to come in and be a different voice, not necessarily this motivator with all these, you know, great words of inspiration and these great speeches. He brought him in to, you know, somehow, some way get these guys to buy in together on a consistent basis. And to be the head coach's job is to be this calming force through all that goes on during the season. He's the one guy in the room that needs to be neither too high nor too low. He's the guy that walks in. Why do you think we laugh at Bill Belichick, but we know what we're going to get in Bill. Win or lose, we're going to get this calm demeanor guy. We may not like it at times, but that's what these guys react to. They know Bill ain't going to get too high and Bill ain't going to get too low. And that's how their leader is, Tom. He's not going to get too high. He's not going to get too low. That's what John, I believe, will bring to this team. Stabilize it. He's not going to get too high. He's not going to get too low. He's going to treat these guys like professional and adults. You got a job to do. Yeah. We are here to put you in the best position to do that job. Now go out there and do it.
I agree. We'll see what happens. Either way, it's going to be a lot more interesting to listen to when we talk with Coach and hear from Coach, because I do think that the fans are going to have a lot more access to what the players are thinking and feeling, the strategy, the tactics, the ideas. I think he's clearly more open than Peter Laviolette will ever have been. And again, it just is what it is. It doesn't make you a better coach or a worse coach. It just kind of is what it is. But I think it will be far more fun for fans to follow along when the coach is giving them a lot more information. Just the way I see it, I'm not going to change on that. I think that way about college football coaches. I hate the college football coaches. Don't ever tell us a stinking thing about anything. But then you get Mike Leach, and you're like, all right, hell yeah.
There we go.
And then it's interesting. So when we come back, Munson's problem. It's like a age-old dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
We'll debate. It's a Titans-Ravens-related dilemma. We'll get to that when we come back. Morning Drive.
Listen, to the male, the human male species, I'm talking to you, okay? And I've been telling you and giving you this message for the longest, all right? And it's about my friends over there at Cool Springs MD. Over the years, more men have started to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and his wife Daphne, along with that experienced and very, very nice staff, give men the treatment required to improve their quality of life. Cool Springs MD services have already helped many men of Brentwood, Nashville, Franklin, which I live in, and the surrounding areas in Tennessee, with improving their immune systems. Again, it's flu season, and we don't need our immune systems breaking down, fellas. Energy levels, we need that energy level to go throughout the day, man. We got a lot on our plate, as well as our wives or girlfriends or whatever, significant others. Cognitive functions and more. They are there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy and enriched life. And who doesn't want that type of lifestyle? And there's no better time now to achieve it. What are you waiting on? Give Cool Springs MD a call today. Make an appointment. Don't wait until tomorrow. Tomorrow's too late. Make it today. And here's the number, 615-486-3458, 615-486-3458, or visit the website, coolspringsmd.com. A little new addition right there. I like how you bring it in, Munson.
Step
all right.
Take together.
Let that thing play for a second.
Hold on. For FCC purposes, we gotta.
Yeah, you got to bring it down.
Anyway.
Then bring it back up. All right, you're listening to The Morning Show. D-Mace, my man Braden Gall. 102.5 The Game. We've been talking a lot about the Tennessee Titans and their playoff game coming up, the Nashville Predators and their new head coach, you know, everything else we got. Preds got a game coming up tonight, is it? The Blackhawks. Mm-hmm. And you know how that game goes. Yeah, there's Brayden. You know how that game goes. So it gives Coach Hines an opportunity to see this rivalry close up.
Oh, yeah.
For the first time.
Yeah. He said he was told about it, for
yeah,
sure.
So, yeah. Do you think that was the first thing he was told when he got the job?
I mean, if he did like a, if he met with like fans or something, then uh-huh. Yeah, like fans are going to be like, yo, dude, you know about the Blackhawks, right?
Exactly.
But I think you know about rivalries
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah.
But once you're in it, I think it changes. All right, I wanted to ask you guys a question about maybe I'll start with my situation uh-huh. and then we'll get to Munson's situation because it's lighten the mood a little bit here. We got a new coach for the Preds. You know, Peter Laviolette losing his job is not a light subject. You got a Titans Ravens playoff game trying to stop Lamar Jackson. That's not a light topic or subject. You got, you know, all this transfer stuff. You got Cade Mays' father losing a finger during a recruiting visit.
Oh,
which
my
is
goodness.
One of the craziest things I've ever heard of. Trey Smith, by the way, will make his decision. You got Tua and Jake Fromm leaving. You got all this stuff, the national championship game, whatever. Here's Marquise brought something to our attention. I have a very important engagement mm-hmm. on Saturday evening that I have legally. Mm-hmm. I don't think I can.
No, you can't do anything about it.
I don't think I can miss.
No,
and not that I want to, frankly,
mm-hmm.
because my wife's brother's getting married,
okay.
and by the way, congratulations to what my daughter calls them, Booger and Lizzie. Congratulations, they're getting married on Saturday.
Booger and Lizzie.
Boogs and Lizzie are getting married, so congratulations. Can't wait. It's going to be a great party. They obviously did not plan on the Tennessee Titans making it this mm-hmm. far in the playoffs. And I would say a good portion of the family are Titans fans.
Okay.
A good portion. 7:15 p.m. Central Time. So I the question I have is, as the in-law, I think I'm allowed, because what I've been told from what I know about the venue, which is a very cool venue,
mm-hmm.
I am not going to be able to, there's not going to be TVs anywhere.
Okay. Bummer.
Because some venues have TVs and it's no problem. It's sort of just part of the venue or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very cool venue. No TVs, though. So should I bring an iPad? Is it reasonable to bring an iPad? Mm-hmm. Should I have it set up like around a corner somewhere so that people can just like, when they go to the bar, maybe they can go like pop in and check on the Titans? Because there will be uh-huh. a lot of Titans fans that are there because it's obviously a lot of Nashville people at the wedding.
Exactly.
So that's my dilemma. Maybe the three-year-old gets really, really tired at around 7:15 p.m. Central Time.
That's your excuse.
and I need to get that three-year-old home. Maybe uh-huh. that's what I can do.
Yeah.
But then I miss most of the fun party, and I don't want to miss the party.
Okay.
So I am resigned to the fact that there will be a DVR taking place, no live tweeting, and that I will be coming home to watch the game after the wedding ceremonies.
Mm.
I am resigned to that fact.
Okay.
So it's okay because I'm excited about the wedding. It's going to be a fun time. Going
exactly.
to be a big party. Congratulations, by the way, Baker and Lizzie. Got to give them a shout out. So Marquise, on the other hand.
Well, I'm forced to go to weddings because I have a record for me not going to weddings sometimes in a divorce. So.
Wait, what?
The two weddings that I never try to miss a wedding, especially the ones I'm invited to.
Sure, they're great.
So the two weddings that I missed, those two are ending in divorce. So.
Oh, wow.
How many weddings total have you been to?
Like five or six. Invited to five okay. or six. Okay. As an adult, yeah, five or six.
Okay, and but, you're single, which makes them...
Yeah, makes them...
Interesting.
Even more fun.
mm-hmm.
Even more fun for me.
So you've been to five or six, and you were invited to like eight or nine, and the two that you did not
well,
go
I've been to...
Well,
No. So the total is like five or six, which because I got invited to one
gotcha.
In September as well.
Okay.
So, and then...
That one's already ended in divorce?
Well, no, not that one yet.
I was about to say.
If I don't go to it, no, it's in Florida,
y'all
so
just,
I don't know.
Y'all just wasted a lot of money.
Yeah,
oh,
so
man.
If I don't go to the wedding, it usually ends in divorce, because there was one wedding that was in July.
Wow.
They're now getting divorced after like 8 months of, you know, being married, and they've been together for a long time.
Good
I didn't
Lord.
Go to their wedding because I had to go to a bachelor party for the wedding that I was in, so I couldn't go.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in the groomsman, if you're in the wedding party, then you got to do whatever's in the wedding party.
Exactamundo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
yeah,
I didn't go,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden, yeah.
Nobody
yeah.
uses the phrase exactamundo
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, that's... should it be used?
I was kidding.
No.
It's a very underutilized phrase, exactamundo. I hear Derek Mason say it all the time at the hot yoga, at the hot yoga place. All right, so what's your dilemma on Saturday evening, Marquise? Because you have
I have to squeeze it in because it's like we're already.
Oh, we're up against it here?
We're kind of up against the break.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying, man.
You want to put in a stick to sports?
I could.
I think we could do that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a problem that most, there's a lot of people that deal with this.
Yeah.
I'll say this.
Whether it's weddings or company functions, whatever, people deal with this stuff all the time.
I'll set it up this way. Sometimes your priorities is not necessarily everybody else's priorities.
No.
So if your priorities is sometimes, you know, sports, like during, I remember someone was trying to hang out with me during Alabama LSU game, and I'm like, really? Do you know who I am?
You use the do you know who I am line?
No, not the do you know who I am as far as I'm on the radio. Do you know who I am as far as do you know where
like,
I
do you
graduated
know anything about
from?
Me? Yeah.
Do you know anything about me? Yeah. Do you know where I graduated from? Do you think I want to go anywhere during Alabama LSU?
Well, and right now you cover the Titans. You cover the Tennessee Titans. Like that is part of your job.
Exactly.
Is to watch the game. Like part of your job is to be tweeting and just disagreeing with everything that Stillman is tweeting. During the football game. Like basically. That's all of our jobs, is to be like, Stillman, with your first quarter Twitter, chill out, dude.
I just went on his Instagram halftime reaction notifications on Instagram.
It's too much first quarter Twitter. Oh, that's the end of the world is coming to an end, and then, like, the Titans score a touchdown. So you do have an interesting dilemma. Let's put it into Stick to Sports, and we'll debate, because this is a real problem people have all the time. Where you've got conflicts. Like, I had to fly down for the funerals on Sunday, and I was so grateful that the Titans game was on Saturday because I just would have been on an airplane on Sunday.
All.
And I missed almost all of the Saints. I watched a little bit of the end of the Saints-Vikings game at the airport on the layover.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, I didn't see any of the NFC games. I didn't see much at all of the Seattle Eagles game. And it's like, well, you get stuck doing something you have to do for life. And so Marquise has got a dilemma, and we'll see if we can solve the dilemma for him during Stick to Sports. When we come back, Morning Drive, ESPN, 102.5 The Game. Preds back on the ice tonight against Chicago. John Hines' second game. Hal Gill going to join us, the Preds radio analyst, of course, coming up next hour. So we had a big hour already. Talked with John Hines a little bit earlier. Joe Rexford, of course, joined us earlier from The Athletic, who, of course, is brought to you by Holly Garenzen, your local GEICO agent on Rosa Parks Boulevard. Holly can help you out with your car, home, motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance located at 2120 Rosa Parks Boulevard. Think local, buy local with GEICO. Of course, every time Joe Rexroad shows up, he's always got something interesting to say. And frankly, we should have asked him about your issue, Marquise, because he would have great insight, because Joe is a very fascinating and interesting guy.
Exactly.
So with that in mind, let's get to your issue this weekend, Marquise.
The world is a crazy place.
Crazy sounding pretty good right now.
Let's lighten the mood.
After all that seriousness, you're just going to crumple it up and throw it in the trash.
And stick to sports. And now, on Morning Number One.
First of all, let's stop calling it an issue, because this person listens to the show in and out.
It's not an issue. It's a dilemma.
It's a dilemma.
It's a situation.
It's a dilemma. Well, see, Braden's calling it an issue, and then this person's probably going to be texting me like, hey,
okay.
It's like, is it really an issue? Like, you don't have to go. Like, and then I'll feel bad. So, like,
because want to go.
Yeah,
you want to go.
Yeah, because it's free everything.
See, now what you just said is worse than anything
exactly,
I could have just
said. Like, if it wasn't free, you wouldn't go.
I go for support, too. But like,
How much am I worth to you? Free. That's what I'm worth to you.
I mean, I'm going for the support, but also my support is, you know, included with, you know, free drinks, beverages, you know?
Okay.
I might want to get
some food as well?
Yeah, food as well. Hopefully some good spreads.
Right, let's lay out the timeline here, and let's tell everybody what's going on.
All right, so a friend of mine... That's what I'm gonna call it. A lady friend has invited me to go to a work event that she has. Now, she invited me to this on Christmas Eve because she sent me her Christmas gift to me was Vandy Alabama tickets because she knows. Yeah, she knows I'm a Alabama grad. So obviously.
Okay, so this is escalating quickly here, Marquise.
I mean,
you're going to work parties. She's buying you gifts.
I mean,
this is,
And this is
slow. Don't get yourself in trouble, man.
I just like Marquise. Just likes to have a good time. Everybody
let's
likes.
Slow down.
I just like to have a good time. That's all.
If I buy somebody tickets to something that they care deeply about,
oh wow!
I mean, I don't really care deeply about Alabama basketball. They could have been
that's a fair
Alabama
point.
Football
it was a
ticket.
Very nice gesture,
but it was a very nice gesture nonetheless. So this person invited me, and in the card, that the Christmas card that they sent, it said take off January 11th.
Okay.
Which I don't know what I was like, oh, is he taking me to Disney World? Are we going to a Grizzlies game to go see John Morant ball out?
I go from Disney World to the Grizzly game.
Because okay. Those are my two favorite things.
As a lifelong diehard, I'd much rather go to a Grizzlies game.
Have you ever seen John Morant play? That is a Grizzly. That is a Disneyland
dude
trip.
Dude is lighting the world up right now.
So I got invited, and this is in December, mind you. So this is a December
invite. 2.5 weeks ago, yeah.
So this was before Titans even considered anything about the playoffs. So I obviously was like, all right, 11th, no big deal. Titans will be
Saturday night, I'm off.
Yeah, probably be out of the playoffs. Yeah, I think I said Preds had a road game, so I'm like, I'm good.
Perfect.
I'm good to go. So obviously the Titans changed the direction of that plan because the Titans beat the Patriots, which I predicted last week to do. So kudos to me.
Settle down. Move on.
Yeah, hot takes. Linda Cohn liked one of my takes yesterday, by the way.
Yeah,
but, to keep the story going. So this is basically this work event that she has to go to that obviously she has to bring plus one. She's like a manager at this place. So she wants to kind of show off the kid,
You're making it work.
Dude, everything. I called it an issue,
exactly.
And he told me to stop.
Exactly.
He's literally just. You said, I'm not really dating this person because she gave me a gift.
Whoa.
I'm not really.
Chill.
This is. I'm only going because it's free stuff. Like,
no, I'm going.
Show me off. Like,
I'm going. No, I'm just joking. She knows I'm joking. She knows my sense of humor. But anyway, so I'm going to this event.
Showed off the kid.
So I'm going to this event, and it's on Saturday. It's obviously the Titans play. This event. From like 5 to 9, so it's kind of in the middle, and plus it's in the middle of the other games too, so it's just like
so you're gonna miss the end of the first game and probably all of the first half of the second game
pretty much so I didn't even consider this to be a dilemma because like I felt like she already told me like, look, we don't have to be there the whole time. Like if you want to go watch the game, we can go
so she's giving you a little bit of an out then.
Yeah, she's giving me a little bit of an out, but I still as and you guys know me. I'm a very caring person. Mm-hmm. I care about everybody.
Clearly.
So I don't like to say no to people that invite me to things.
Sounds like you care about too many people, but go ahead.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing.
I care about a lot of people,
Go ahead, man.
I'm a caring person, man. That's why I'm going in first place.
You are.
I'm a caring person. So I'm going to this, and then it's just
it
like
the free drinks.
And plus the free drinks and it'd be eye candy.
Damn, Mudson.
I know. Dude, how big a shovel you got?
I'm sorry. I think Keith. So like when I went to go to the printer to go print out some
stickers,
I turned into Keith. He like ripped through my shirt and it just became Keith backwards hat and all. But no, it's just like she invited me to this event and obviously it's there's sports going on, but she didn't know that at the time. Like this person doesn't know that. Like she doesn't keep up with sports like I keep up with it. So I can't tell her like, hey, look, that's kind of playoff time. Like,
important. It's my job. I mean, it is your job.
It's my job, to really watch the game and kind of, break it down
and
afterwards.
Spew all your takes in real time on Twitter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Along with my homie Jared. So,
and if it didn't happen on the gram.
It didn't happen.
It ain't happening. So.
Well, that event ain't going to happen on the gram because I ain't posting pictures.
Well, let me ask you a couple questions. So it sounds like she is a manager and maybe more in charge of. It's not like she's like an underling where she's just going to be there, kind of in the side.
She's not like
in
a,
the shadows
like
or whatever.
A regular
of the
employee.
Event.
Like she's going to be have to mix and mingle with people.
Yeah, so
and
she'll be a more important figure at this event, which means she needs to be on her game, doing stuff to be a part of this.
Absolutely.
Event. Now, here's my second question: What type of venue is it? Is there a place where there might be a television?
I'm pretty sure there is one. I really didn't get details on where this place actually was. Like, I just was like, yeah, okay. Is it free?
Well,
that was my first question. Is it free?
Here's what you...
What I got paid for.
Obviously, I know you possibly got a game plan here. But should be your game plan. You go, y'all stay for an hour or so, and then... But you got to tell her this before you guys get there. And then she can kind of do what she needs to do and segue her way out of the building. So then y'all can go someplace, have dinner and some more.
But those
beverages,
drinks cost money,
But he's not going to need many because he's,
Right, you just get nice and lubricated
Hop in an Uber, y'all go and find another establishment that's close, and y'all watch the game. There you go.
I guess it depends.
Problem solved.
I agree with Derek on this. I guess it depends on how important she is and her role in this meeting, like at this gathering. Like if she needs to be there, it sounds like she doesn't, because it sounds like she's giving you a little bit of an out. Here's the good news. Remember what happened last Saturday night? The Titans game got pushed back 10 minutes because the first game was sort of running a little long. Deshaun Watson went into overtime. They almost always push this thing back 10 minutes. So really, it's not going to start till like 7:25. Then you get the anthem and all the other stuff, right? So 7:30 puts you there for 2.5 of the 4 hours. Is that enough time for her to say, it's okay, we can get out of there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is. I don't think it's an issue with her. I think if I were to say, like, hey, look, I got to watch this game, I think she'd be like, cool, we can leave. Like, let's just go early okay. So then we can leave later. You know, I don't think that will be the issue. The issue is, like, I also want to watch the first game, too. I want to watch all the games. Right. Like, yeah. I want all the football I can get now
a caring person, though.
Exactly. So I have to risk it for the biscuit because I'm a dime 50. Yeah, you know what I mean? You guys got that?
You know what?
Derek just fell back.
I should take you off the board.
Derek and I just fell back in our chairs with our head in our hands.
I got to risk. Sometimes you got to risk it for the.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want to hear about what you're risking it for anymore. Okay.
Buttery flavor.
Absolutely.
Enough. I don't.
Munson.
No one wants to hear.
Whichever one you are, Munson, Keese.
No, you're Keese right now.
You
got to
risk it for the biscuit, man. Sometimes you got.
That's the third time. Stop saying it.
There might
please?
Be.
Please stop saying it.
It's not. No. See, you guys are turning it into something. I'm just saying. You got to go out there. You got to, you know, show people that you care. Sometimes you got to,
okay.
You know.
Okay, that's what you meant. Okay.
Sometimes you got to risk it for the biscuit, like you say.
See, you guys. Oh, my God, dude. You guys make everything so bad. You guys make everything so bad. You know that?
Probably.
Yeah.
I would do this for any one of you guys. If you guys were to invite me to something, and I know you guys probably
I would never make you do this.
I would risk it in order to go to your event or whatever.
For my biscuit. Are you talking? I don't want you anywhere near my biscuit, Marquise.
Oh, man.
We are 12-year-old children.
You are. Jeez, man. I can't. Ooh. Number two. Let's just move on. Because I just.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Marquise, I think we just need to.
Gosh, man.
Wrap this up. I mean, because you're going to keep. One, you're going to keep on digging yourself a hole.
How am I digging myself in a hole? You. How?
Because you are, because you're being Keese right now. Mm-hmm. You're not being Munson.
Who do you go? Who goes out on dates?
Marquise. Yeah,
that's who you need to be.
Hey, yeah. How do you know this is a date? I'm just.
So is it a date?
She gave you basketball tickets as a Christmas gift.
The basketball tickets are dates. This is an event.
And we just glossed over that, by the way. If I gave someone a Christmas gift, mm-hmm. I am sorry. There is an expectation that this is some sort of relationship. I'm sorry.
So what is it,
if
Keese?
I'm giving a gift to a woman for Christmas, mm-hmm. and I'm single, and we just started seeing each other, whatever, like, there is expectation
there. Maybe they want to go to the Vandy game, something
too.
Else.
I want to watch Jerry Stackhouse play basketball, too, or coach basketball, too.
Keese.
Where's Marquise when we need him?
Keese, what are you doing here, buddy?
I'm just
what
saying.
What are you doing here, buddy?
I'm just saying, like OJ. Yeah. Just saying.
Hello, Twitter.
Yeah.
Keese, man.
Everybody wants to bet Jerry Stackhouse is the hottest ticket outside of the Preds right now.
Here is the other fun angle to this whole conversation that it just occurred to me. When Marquise does, when we finally start seeing Marquise pop up on our Twitter feeds mm-hmm. on Saturday night, he's going to be in rare form.
Oh, yeah.
Because as soon as you leave the event, you will have accomplished your necessary state of mind at the event for free. And then you'll go somewhere else with this said person to go watch the game, which means then you'll start tweeting about it because that's what we're supposed to do in sports is tweet about games. And you'll be out at a bar, and that means I've gotten Marquise notifications coming on Saturday night because I want to see what all fired up Marquise
I don't write, you know, drinking hot takes on Twitter.
Well, will you for me? What if Derek and I asked really nicely? Yeah.
Well, I'll think about it.
Will you risk it?
For the biscuit.
For you guys, I will.
Thank you, Marquise.
You ain't getting my biscuit, man.
I don't want to hear about yours either.
What are you talking
about?
None
of y'all.
What are you guys talking about?
All right. We'll be back.
Let's go.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.